kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang Philippine Department of Tourism 11 Regional Director. Fresh na fresh po mula sa Pilipinas, mula pa sa Sydney at napunta ngayon dito sa Melbourne. We have Madam Tanya Rabat-Tan. Magandang araw po, Madam Tanya. Welcome to Australia.
Maraming salamat. Magandang araw, Claudette. And maayong buntag sa atong mga kababayan, especially ang mga taga Davao. And mabuhay og madayaw.
Madayaw. I'm very proud to be from Davao as well. Yeah. Mauna, lalipay pud ko nga makabisaya ako because, you know, you feel at home pag naa kay mga kaubang Bisaya. But I'll start with, you're here for a reason. Ni-adri ang tourism to tourism department para, of course, talk about Davao City and the Region 11. So, Madam Tanya, can you give us an overview of the Davao region first and what makes it stand out as a travel destination?
Yeah, so first of all, we are Davao Region, and Davao Region is located at the southeastern part of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And what makes us stand out, you know, we are known for, I'll focus on six icons. So we have the highest mountain in the Philippines, Mount Apo. And in fact, every December, there's a big event going on in Mount Apo, mm-hmm. and that's called the Sky Vertical, Mount Apo Sky and Vertical Race. Mm-hmm. And that is actually an international accredited race by the Asia Trail Master. And that event happens every December. But apart from that, of course, all those who love to trek, mm-hmm. Definitely they can go to Mount Apo. Then we have the Philippine Eagle. And actually, the Philippine Eagle is one of the rarest bird in the world. And in Davao, there's a conservation center called the Philippine Eagle Center, and they can get to interact and see the eagle. Mm-hmm. And also, we are known as the chocolate capital of the Philippines and the cacao capital of the Philippines, mm-hmm. and also the banana capital of the Philippines. So as you can see, we have very, very fertile soil, and we are also at the food basket of the country. So with that, we also have a lot of tropical fruits, and we are known for the king of fruits, durian.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And among many others, these are the main icons of the Davao region.
Mm-hmm. How about yung mga unique cultural and yung mga natural attractions naman po that Davao has to offer, especially po for international tourists, particularly po yung mga Australians natin?
Oo, we are located at the southeastern part, so we are enclosed by three oceans, no? We have the Pacific Ocean, Celebes Sea, and the Davao Gulf, which is part of the Coral Triangle. So with that, marami tayong magandang dive destination. Mm-hmm. So being Samal, being the top dive destination in the region, we have around more than 20 dive sites in Samal alone. What's interesting in Samal is when you get to Davao, it's just around 10 to 15 minutes ride to reach the port. Mm-hmm. And it's only around 5 minutes or depends on the dive site, no, that you want to go. So the nearest dive site is just around 15 minutes, and you're already there in a beautiful dive site. But there are also dive sites farther, like, for example, in Mati, Davao Oriental, and in Governor Generoso, Davao Oriental. Have you been there? You
definitely.
Yes.
All the places you've mentioned, yeah. I've been there. That's why wala na ako nag-react because I know those places very well, and I'm really looking forward to going back there. Yeah. In terms naman po sa ano, sa pag implement or sa yung mga strategies po na campaigns na ginagawa po ng DOT, ano po itong mga specific strategies po or mga campaigns that you're doing right now to promote Davao here in Australia?
So a lot of things happening now and have developed, no, in Davao. Apart from the dive, we have nature and adventure. We have farms, a lot of farms, no, and we have a very rich cultural heritage in the region. So right now, we're really eyeing Australia. We're very much interested to welcome Australian market in our place, because we do have a lot of flights that can easily connect Australians to Davao.
True.
And one convenient hub that can be used is the Singapore, because we have a 6 times a week flight between Davao and the Singapore. That's direct flight.
Mm-mm.
And also they can take the Manila route, which Melbourne has direct flight to Manila, and we have multiple flights between Manila and Davao from morning till night.
That's true.
And soon we will have the direct flight to Bangkok, which can also be easily accessible for Australians to go there. So that's why we're here. We're doing this road show. As you mentioned earlier, we came from Sydney, and now we're here in Melbourne. And we just want to share with the Australians everything that the Davao region has to offer. That's why we're here.
I agree with the Singapore Airlines. Kasi usually when I go to Davao, pag umuwi ako, I use I go to Singapore. So from Melbourne to Singapore, then Singapore, Davao. So diretso na. So for our mga kababayang mga Australiano, or for like mga hindi taga Davao na gustong pumunta sa Davao, they can actually do that. So they go straight to Davao City. I mean, you don't have to go to Manila if you don't want the traffic and all that, diba?
Oh, it's very convenient. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I know a lot of Davaoenos who also take the same route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very convenient talaga. And eto po, I know that August, bago lang yung August, and we had a Kadaya 1. Are there any upcoming events in po or festivals in Davao that you'd like to highlight po para sa ating mga Australian audience?
Of course, we have the King of Festivals, the Kadayawan Festival, being celebrated in the month of August. And during the month Kadayawan Festival, there's so many activities lined up. So that's for the third quarter of the year. But in the first quarter of the year, the Davao City celebrates its Foundation Day. And there are also a lot of activities that they can take part of. But second quarter is very interesting. There's a new festival that the Davao City launched. It's called Duaw Davao. And in fact, it has a lot of accredited events. Including the Davao Dive Expo. This year, we had our third year for the Davao Dive Expo. That's also an accredited event of the Duaw Davao. So that's for the third quarter, particularly June. And in the fourth quarter, we have the Pasco Fiesta. Yes, so it's a Christmas festivities.
Oo. Siguro ang na-miss ko po is kapag Kadayawan would be the Indak-Indak sa Kadalanan
indak,
and the Floral Float Parade. We still have that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, and Pasco Fiesta would be where we feature mga talents sa different barangays and groups.
Yes, yes. And also very interesting lights showcase.
Yeah. Exciting.
The area in the City Hall, and particularly in San Pedro, it's very bright and full of lights. Very nice.
And that's
very festive.
And that's going to be this December.
Yes, we had that last December and this December as well.
Amazing. And for Australians naman po, kasi yung mga Australians, they love adventures. Ano yung mga pwede nilang look forward po na mga activities or like mga ecotourism or adventure tourism or culinary experiences na pwede nilang gawin when they go to Davao?
Ako, if they love heights and the flights, we have, of course, the Mount Apo. But apart from that, we actually have a UNESCO World Heritage Site in Davao Oriental. It's called Mount Hamigitan Range and Wildlife Sanctuary. So they can trek that area, and that's 3 days long. But there's an interesting, very nice museum at the foot of that mountain. It's a very nice, it's also worth the visit. And we have so many different waterfalls as well that they can visit. And we have the ultralight plane ride. If you're up for that adventure, it's a very interesting ride. And you get to see a beautiful view of the Pacific coast in Davao Oriental. We have dive sites offering. So we're known also for scuba diving and all those free diving enthusiasts. We have a lot of caves in our place, and there are beautiful caves that they can, if they like exploring, beautiful caves. And we also do have surfing and skateboarding areas in Mati and in other parts. Actually, in Davao Occidental, we're developing that area also for surfing as well. So as I've mentioned, that's only for adventure. We have many more, actually.
Mm-hmm. So many things to do
so
in Davao.
So many things you can
Kailangan
do.
Ata isang buwan sa Davao.
Yeah, probably, yes. Because actually, we have this campaign in Davao. It's called the Davao Adventure Challenge. Uh-huh. We have so many participants already. And this is a one-year challenge that they can take because they actually gain rewards.
Mm.
Yeah, so if they visit, if they gather, garner 500 points, they get this GoPro camera and round trip tickets. We do have winners already for that.
Even Australians can join.
Everybody is welcome,
oh,
actually,
wow.
as long as you're fit to try mm-hmm. the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-year campaign, so yeah, they still have a chance
yes.
if they want.
If they want to join, how can they get information po?
Yeah, so you just go to our web app. It's called dot11events.com mm-hmm. and they register.
Ah.
Yeah, they can, oh, actually, yes.
Oh, it's good to know na may app na din yung DOT11.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, when was this launch po?
This was launched last April.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, now we already have almost 800 registrants
nice.
For the activity. And we already have 6 top winners
mm.
for the challenge. So meaning they must have visited, because we featured around 17 different mm-hmm. sites, so they must have visited already around 10 to 13 sites to
wow.
to gain that points.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So one thing to look forward if you want
yes.
to go to Davao.
Yeah.
And in terms of traveling naman po, especially for the international mm-hmm. travelers po, meron po ba tayong mga direct flights or easy connections from mm-hmm. Australia? You've mentioned some of them kanina
yes.
na po. And ito,
yeah.
pinakatanong din po is, yung Davao kasi malapit po sa Darwin, no, which is of course part of Australia. May mga plans po ba ng direct flights?
Mm-hmm. Well, I as I've mentioned earlier, I have a lot of friends that I know based in Australia who visit Davao multiple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some are actually from Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
So they take the Singapore
yes.
Route, yes. And we do have 6 times flight, weekly flight, Davao to Singapore. We have Davao to Doha 5 times, flying 5 times
a week.
Weekly,
mm-hmm.
yes, direct flight. We will soon have Davao Hong Kong and Davao Bangkok this month, end mm-hmm. of this month, yes. And we have the China direct flight, flying twice a week.
Mm.
So we're really hoping if we see that the interest is growing, who knows, more direct flights might be staged
mm-hmm.
so we can get be more connected.
Yeah. We're hoping for more flights.
We're hoping for more flights.
Mas madaming
yes.
mga taga-Australia ang pupuntang
right.
Davao po.
Mm-hmm.
And finally po, Ma'am Tanya, what would you recommend po for the first-time visitors mm-hmm. from Australia mm-hmm. and who are also looking for, you know, both adventures and relaxation in Davao? And yung mensahe nyo na lang po mm-hmm. sa mga kababayan
yeah.
nating Pilipino, not only Filipinos but even yung mga Australians,
yeah.
You can invite them to visit Davao. Go ahead.
So first of all, if you're a new visitor to Davao, please get to know our national bird, the Philippine Eagle. They can visit that at the Philippine Eagle Center. And of course, it's very near Malagos Resort. Garden Resort is very near. They get to experience making chocolate. Mm. And we actually have the Chocolate Museum there. It's the first and only chocolate museum in the Philippines. And we have a lot of... we have also the Ida Nature Park, where they can do adventure rides
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just in Davao
Very
City
close.
And that's I'm referring to the countryside tour mm-hmm. in Davao City, but we also have a lot like the Crocodile Park that they can visit. And please do visit the Kadayawan Village. You know, Davao is very diverse. We in Davao City alone, we have 11 ethno-linguistic communities
mm-hmm.
and they have their showcase in the Kadayawan Village. So they get to see and experience the garments and the products and the culture of these 11 ethno-linguistic communities. They're all showcased in Kadayawan Village. And we also have our local shopping center so that they get to see the local products and crafts. And then...
Like your scarf po.
Like my scarf, yes.
I was going to say that.
It's a Philippine weave from Mindanao. And also, now that they've acclimatized in the city, then they can probably go to Samal Island
yes.
and... take some leisure time there
mm-hmm.
and go out further, because the ones I've mentioned, the caves, the waterfalls, we have water rafting, they can all do that in Davao.
Mm. And finally po, imbitahan mo sila.
Right.
Yes,
and finally,
po.
You know, we're here in Australia, particularly in Melbourne, because we really want the world to know Davao more deeply, and with that, love us more deeply. And we invite all our kababayans to also help spread a word about the Philippines. The Philippines has so many, many tourism offerings. Just this year, we garnered a lot of awards, the best dive destination, tourism destination, so many awards, and even for our branding, the love the Philippines. So let's all help promote the Philippines as well. And with this also, Davao, thank you so much, Claudette, for having us here this morning. Ayan. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, of course, ang ating director ng Department of Tourism 11, Madam Tanya Rabatan. Maraming salamat po.
Thank you.
Have a good trip. Pabalik po ng Pilipinas. Thank you so much for your time. And before I forget po, Madam, meron tayo before na parang... ano ba yung ating campaign before sa Davao Life is Here, hindi ba? Mm-hmm. Do we still have that?
Yes, life is definitely in Davao. And then we say definitely Davao because that's also another campaign for MICE for Davao. So definitely Davao. Davao is a MICE destination because we have a lot of MICE facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So in your next MICE events...
When you say MICE, po, Mom, can you explain?
Sorry, that's meetings, incentives, conventions, and exhibitions.
Ah, okay.
So we have a lot of facilities and venues that can cater to the MICE activities. So we're inviting also... Australians, if they want also to get married, we have a lot of wedding destinations in the region.
Yes, correct.
Yes, and also MICE activities. So when we say MICE, it's definitely Davao.
Definitely, yes. Davao. Maraming salamat, Madam Tanya
Maraming
Rabatan.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.